Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right, Dr. Truitt.
Yes, sir.
All right, me a favor. Do you have headphones? We can't have feedback. Okay, it's good right now. Say something.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, you're good. Elder Lawyer, you can bring in your video if you would like, or you can stay as you are. It's up to you.
Yes, sir.
It's up to you, Elder Lawyer. All right, Dr. Truman, as you know, I'm sorry for the inconvenience today based on the fact we had technical issues with the new platform fusing Vimeo with the Patreon. There was technical issues. They changed their platform, so we had to figure that out. So unfortunately, I know you've been waiting for hours. And what I'll do to make up for the time lost today, we're going to have an Ask Truman next week, okay? Or probably do it even during the Wednesday broadcast, all right? Let me pull in Dr. Truman real quick before we open up the lines here. Dr. Truman live with us.
I am here, and thank you for having me on.
Okay, Dr. Truman, before we open up the calls, right, the family out there would like to know, when things break down, are there herbs or weeds out there that we could find that could heal certain ailments? Let's start there.
Yes, there is, and you're going to want to find a book that is a forager's guide. then you find with a forager's guide, you're able to find all kinds of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of different herbs for food and for medicine in tough times. So you want to go to the online and find a forager's guide.
Well, give us an example of like two or three that if things broke down right now, everyday people could find that could help them medicinally for certain ailments.
Yes, well, you're going to find things that like basil, like cilantro. These are wild herbs that you're going to run into when you're out foraging. And again, a foraging guide would be something that you really want to have because a foraging guide is going to give you all the plants in your area that you're looking for, so you're going to be able to easily find the foods that you want. There's a particular one called the Forager's Guide to Wild Foods, and it has over 400 plants in it that you're going to find maybe in some in your backyard, some along the road. Of course, you always want to find and harvest plants away from the road, away from where automobiles are spewing their exhaust onto the plants along the road. You want to get off of the road and back away from any traffic so that what you're harvesting is going to be clean and fresh. But that Forester's Guide for foraging wild edibles, that would be what you want to be looking for, okay?
Okay, well, I have that here. I have the book. I'm going to order this myself, but let me make sure brothers and sisters can get access to this. One moment here. I'm sorry, I lost some of you out there on Patreon. One moment. One second. All right. Patreon. All right, real quick now. What I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to make sure brothers and sisters have this for themselves first and foremost. Yeah, boom, boom, boom. Let me first, Truman, paste this so that brothers and sisters can get it on Amazon. I found it. It's called The Foragers The Forager's Guide to Wild Foods. Now, one thing I've seen in particular before we can go to the next thing and probably answer, have some questions out there for you, is that I found that dandelion was purposely targeted by the pharmaceuticals company to deem that a weed, knowing that it has medicinal purposes based on the fact that the dandelion root can go way down deep into the earth and grab the minerals most plants can't, and that dandelion is more healthier than any vegetable we can actually eat on a daily basis. Their leaves, the flowers, the roots, it all have serious medicinal purposes. The lowering of blood pressure, regulating our blood, you name it, dandelion does it when you look at it, right? And the pharmaceuticals targeted dandelion, I've heard, Truman, because they understood its medicinal use and called it a weed when before this, throughout all of time, it was known as God's medicine. Even the ones that show the angels here that floats around when the wind blows and it organically just plant. All of that, it was called angels' plants for years. And I have a story real quick, Truman, before I let you go into what you need to go into and answer a few questions. While I was overseas, I was living in parts of the Middle East as well as the Greek islands. There was a guy who came online who said that, and I got his story, that he was told, he lived in the United States, and he was told by the doctors that he had 6 months to live with some sort of fast cancer, and that he had 6 months to live. I don't know if it was a lymphatic or lymphoma cancer or whatever the case might be. He said that something in his mind, and he knew it was an angel, told him he's not going to die, to go out and find a dandelion root in his backyard. Right? And then he says a voice told him to cut the root, dry it out on aluminum foil for 3 days so it'll dry out, and use that for a month straight. So he used it in a form of tea. He ate well and used it in a form of tea. Not just 1 month, Truman. He used it for 2 to 3 months straight. They told him he only had 6 months to live. When he went back to the doctor's office, Truman, listen to this. They told him that there's no sign of cancer or anything wrong with his blood. And then they asked him, what did he do? And he told them, right? And they told him to leave the doctor's office and do not speak to anyone that was in the waiting room. And that's when he realized that these doctors weren't really in the know concerning healing, more so than what? Dealing with the diagnosis and the cures according to the pharmaceutical rules. He also did the research. It blew me away because he swear by dandelion now. I've seen this story in 2012 I've seen this story. Listen to this, Truman. He found out that doctors purchased chemotherapy for $5,000, and they're able to charge $15,000 for the chemotherapy, making three times the amount put in. It's just like a drug dealer flipping packs, right? He go buy a kilo for this amount, knowing that he can get a profit on the other end. So it's in the doctor's interest to always prefer chemotherapy first, even though there's alternatives. I don't know if you heard that story before, but he totally cured himself, and he said he knew it was an angel speaking to him. He dried dandelion and used dandelion tea over and over and over again, and to a degree where he began to use it as a preventive measure in his regular teas now. But I digress. But go on. You have the floor, Doc.
Okay. Dandelion. The dandelion has been used in the treatment of gallbladder and urinary disorders. It's a very valuable blood purifier.
Mm.
It's been used in pregnancy, postpartum support. As a blood purifier, it's used for liver and kidney disorders. It contains nutritive salts to build up the blood. It has a mild laxative effect. It increases the bile production, and it stimulates the flow to the gallbladder, where it also causes contractions and the release of bile. And it has been used for gallstones, for jaundice, for cirrhosis of the liver, for dyspepsia, with constipation, edema, water retention associated with high blood pressure, and also heart weakness, chronic joint and skin complaints, and gout, and eczema, or eczema, and acne, and the dandelion, the whole plant, has an antibacterial action, which is inhibiting the growth of Staphylococcus aureus and pneumonococcal meningococcal as well. These bacillus dysentery and all these diphtheria and various health issues, they're all addressed by the dandelion root. It is absolutely incredible. That's some of the internal uses, but it has also, it's used externally as well.
Okay.
And so it can be used internally. It can be used externally to wash wounds and so forth. And it's one of the biggest things that it does. It's just a blood purifier. It's used in all cancer formulas. Anybody who's got a cancer formula like that 1084, let's take a look at one of the most incredible cancer formulas ever invented with a group of cancer herbs. It's called number 1084. But that formulation, when you look at it, you're going to find that there is a host of herbs that really attack cancers.
Let me do this real quick while you're speaking on it. I'm going to put up a picture of what a dandelion looks like for brothers and sisters to let them know how rampant this particular flower is. It's everywhere. There's no place you can go on the earth. It's like the Most High put this medicine here that no one could escape. You see it with the little cotton balls that fly around? That's medicine, folks. The Chinese used to take the flowers at the top of it and throw it in their teeth. The leaves are a little bitter, so you can level it off with honey and nuts and just pull that outside and rinse it real good, make some little pesticides on it, and throw it in your solids. Every part of this particular plant can cure the majority of the diagnoses we have out there for sicknesses, folks. It's right there. It's in our backyard. And when I first met you, Truman, you was talking about the dandelion, that story came to mind, and I'm like, man, our people need to understand, because we think that medicine is something you go to the doctor and get prescribed for all the time. Not to say that there's no benefit in acute situations. But what I like about you, Truman, it's what the things that you have, even the concoctions you've come up with, right? They're more preventative, getting in front of the sickness beforehand, than having to go to the doctor with an actual illness. And that's what I love about what you bring forth, right? All right, so let me get this out of the way, because I wanted to show a picture for our Patreon members to let you all know. Folks, we can't even do stuff like this on YouTube without them saying that, hold up, we're not, you can't do this, right? You can't even tell people the natural way to heal themselves. But I digress. All right. The floor is yours, Dr. Truman. Before we bring in the calls, ask Truman and other things they would like to speak about. In particular, we didn't discuss the weight loss portion in your last interview with us.
Yes, I really wanted to do that, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
Because when we're talking about weight loss, there is a group of things that are that you can put together, and it's called a kit, and it's a weight loss kit, and it starts in this weight loss kit with a gland rejuvenator that has a heart formula in it, so many different herbs, but it balances out the glandular system, so it helps you to lose weight, people love it. When I first invented that formulation, it was 8 separate formulas, and for each of the glands, the thyroid, the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, all the glands,
okay,
the pancreas, etc. So I combined them all together, got it all balanced out, and it just works perfectly to help balance the glandular system, and it works wonderfully for weight loss. So that's one of the first things I put in a weight loss kit. And then after that, a number 1196 gland rejuvenator formula that you take 1 teaspoon 1 to 3 times a day.
Okay.
And then the other thing that people were losing weight with and they loved the most,
okay,
was a formula called Energy Up Weight Down Liquid. And that's number 4726. So I put that in the kit to help people lose weight. And that has chlorella algae, spirulina, blue-green algae. It has barley grass, wheat grass, green kamut, which is Egyptian alfalfa. It also has American alfalfa as well. It has dulse leaf, Atlantic kelp, olive leaf, citron, hoodia fruit, African mango fruit, green coffee beans, Garciana Cambogia fruit, all in one formula called Energy Up and Weight Down. And that is the biggest seller out there for losing weight. So I put that in the kit. And then I put in there CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, CLA. And the reason I put CLA in there is because when I did the research on CLA, it came up that if you've ever been on a weight loss or a muscle building journey, you may have come across conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, and that's because it's most commonly marketed as a weight loss supplement that increases fat burning and supports lean muscle.
Okay.
It sounds too good to be true, and it may be, but the conjugated linoleic acid is an omega-6 fatty acid found naturally in dairy products and in beef, especially on a grass-fed diet. The amount of the CLA in today's beef and dairy products has greatly declined due to the changes in cattle farming and their diet. Because of this, scientists explored ways to synthesize CLA from other sources in the lab, such as from sunflower and safflower oil. You can get CLA. But it's very popular. CLA is very popular in the athletic and bodybuilding communities because it's a supplement that can reduce fat, build muscle, and increase energy and endurance.
Okay.
And so despite its popularity, the evidence of it is never, they need more studies to be clearer on it. But but if you Google the health benefits of it, there's just an endless amount of research that's been done on CLA. And as you're navigating through the research, it can be a little tedious and confusing, but you're going to see that mainly what it does is it reduces, it's good in weight loss. It balances blood sugar for great against diabetes, and it increases your immune system.
Okay.
That's some great, okay. That's a great a bit of information, and that's why I put that into the formulation. But there's a couple of others in there that are in there.
Let me ask you this, Truman, because I know they can go on your site and grab these particular formulas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before I open up the calls, we're going to give them the information on how they can get in contact with you and how to get hold of some of these. You know, don't forget, a lot of these formulas were created by you. They cannot be found in your herbal stores. So they're more special than, because you through your years of actually doing this, you are able to come up with your own formulas outside of what they may find in a generic herbal store, which is a blessing. So this is what I need this question answered first before I go to the calls, and then you can give them the details on how to get in contact with you.
Okay.
All right. Usually the weight loss journey that people are hesitant to go on to, it's more so it comes with some level of being anxious, you know, or just hesitant, you know, being weighed down, literally, right? So, or the lack of motivation to start the first day, right? Because I think what people see usually is, look at my weight, there's no way I can get to my optimum weight, and they're looking at the end instead of focusing on motivating themselves for the first day. So if you were to come up with a routine that would get people motivated into wanting to lose weight, what would be the routine as far as what to eat, how to start off without it being too strenuous? Because I'm looking at you, you're 81 years old, right? Don't like a bone of fat on your body, right?
81 years young.
81 years young. So what I'm saying yeah. is, even though it has become a lifestyle for you, you weren't always this way. So brothers and sisters need to know, okay, what is the motivating factor, and how can I just do enough for today to eventually get to my goal? Because it's frustrating. The frustrating piece here is when people are looking at the end of their goal, and that was frustrating because they're so far away from it. So what are the daily practices and routine that can get them into just eventually shedding the weight is my question.
Okay, so that is you're going to go on the website, herbalhealthreview.com. When you're on the website, herbalhealthreview.com,
okay.
look over on the side panel to the right. There's a side panel there, and it has miscellaneous information. And just below where it says miscellaneous information, it has a member intake form, so that's how you can contact me. Anybody who fills out that member intake form, they press the button, I get it in 5 minutes. So that's one way to let me know what you need and get in contact with me. But also there's my telephone number, which is 503-362-5899.
Okay.
And I answer my emails faster than anything else, because I just go through my emails first before I do my phone calls. And my email address is Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, at herbalhealthreview.com. That herbalhealthreview.com website, when you're there and you see the member intake form, click on that and fill that out, because it goes directly to me. But below that is Make Lifestyle Changes Diet System. That is the foundation, because that will give you all kinds of things to boost up your immune system and your energy, so you feel great and you're able to tackle any kind of a task. You can work hard, play hard, and have a, you know, and be able to do things and stay well. And so it gives you all the things to boost up the immune system in that Make Lifestyle Changes report. So you get all of that. You know, it tells you how much water to drink first thing in the morning. It just gives you all of the detailed information of how to boost up your energy. Then it gives you a power drink, which is going to give you a ton of energy. And you're going to start putting nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables into your diet, you know, that are really going to build you up, and you're going to have this power drink that's going to energize you and keep you well. So then after the power drink, it goes into meal plans, whole food, plant-based diet meal plans and recipes. So you choose the meal plans that you like. You choose the recipes that you like. Now you've got the food that you like, not some food that somebody else likes. And you've got these meal plans and recipes, and then you go down and you make sure that you look at this acid alkaline food chart, and you're picking 60% of the food that you like is alkaline, 40% is acid. Now you have a diet system that's building you up and giving you a lot of energy, giving you a power drink that's delicious and gives you a ton of energy. Then these diet meal plans and recipes balanced out so that they're balanced out with the correct amount of acid-forming foods and alkaline-forming foods. That's where you start. Then you find out about that number 4495 weight loss plus kit, and you get into the weight loss plus kit that's got the number 4495 that's got the gland rejuvenator in there. It's got the energy up, weight down liquid in there. It's got the CLA conjugated linoleic acid. It has also a Diet Master tea that causes weight loss. And finally, it has the green coffee beans that also burns fat and causes weight loss. And one more thing in there, and it's called acetyl L-carnitine that helps strengthen your heart muscle and all the muscles in your body. So it also causes you to lose weight. And all of those are in one kit called a weight loss kit plus number 4495. And it works, brother.
Fantastic. So what I did was, Dr. Truman, I made sure I put your link inside the Patreon, herbalhealthreview.com. And also, give me your phone number again so I can put it in the chat so that when people visit Patreon, they'll see it in the comments. Let me get your phone number.
And my phone number is 503-362-5899.
Repeat that once more, sir.
503-362-5899. But remember, I answer my emails faster than I can answer the phone.
Okay, so email?
Truman, T-R-U-M-A-N, at herbalhealthreview.com.
Herbalhealthreview.com. Okay, Truman at herbalhealthreview.com. So we have it. We have Dr. Truman on. We can ask Truman, or, again, you can chime in on our already talked-upon conversation, as we talked about earlier. And I'm going to make sure we have Truman on again, probably this coming Wednesday, if you can pop in into one of our broadcasts. We have about 3,000 people in on Wednesday. You can come on through and give our people some insight on why the herbs are so important, Dr. Truman. So hold on. I'm going to make sure, don't go anywhere. Let's open up the calls for our Patreon loyalists. Hold one moment, and I thank you all for your participation. Let's do it, folks. Let's see. Here we go. Here we are. Here we are, brothers and sisters. All right, starting with 757. 16 minutes of stream left, so if you want to call in, 515-605-9327, the number right there on your screen. Yes, 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 yes. And make sure you can support over here on this area, $GOCC144Donate, to further help the truth. All right? But here it is, 515-605-9327, Patreon call-in. If you don't call in within the next 16 minutes, it will lock you out of the phone queue. 757 area code. You're live with the Gavin of Christ Church here on Patreon. Shalom.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Elder. Shalom, Elder Ricardo, the lawyer, Dr. Truman. How y'all doing today?
We're doing well. Bless you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Bless Andre. You likewise, Elder. Thank you, it's Brother Andre from Virginia, buddy. I always forget that part. I want to make this quick because y'all touched on so much. It was so profound. You know, the scripture says the Gentiles seeketh after wisdom, we seeketh after a sign. Our people, we get so caught up on emotions when these events happen. Like Elder Lawyer brought forth, we have so much prophecy.
Do me a favor,
behind.
Dr. Truman, if you can mute your mic for just one moment, and I'll just, with the answer to a question, you can unmute if you don't mind.
Sir. All right,
go on.
Yes, sir. We have so much prophecy going on behind the scenes. We have prophetic things going on in the government. We have the World Economic Forum meeting in Davos, Switzerland last week. And then we have two mass shootings, so-called mass shootings, allegedly, that distract our people to the point where we get emotionally distracted. And I tell people it's always about us. You have people who try to say, well, it's not always about us. It's not always about Israel. It is. It was about Israel back in ancient Egypt when the Pharaoh put the decree in for the kids. It was about Israel when Christ was born, and he put the decree in for the kids. It was about Israel and with the story of Esther when Haman was made. They made the decree strictly for Israel that affected the entire nation. So every prophetic move they make is always about us, but our people, we don't realize that. And I think it's profound that the elders have a way of keeping us on focus, helping us stay on task, that no matter what is out here, we realize this is the straight and narrow, this is the straight gate, this is the path. So I just want to tell you guys, thank you for what you always do. It's so profound that you keep us on task because they're going to do everything they can to distract us emotionally. It's always about Israel. And the sooner our people see that, the sooner we can wake up. I'm going to wait for my question for Dr. Truman because time is short. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. Ask a question for Dr. Truman, if you will.
Okay, yes, sir. And I'll you can answer this offline, Dr. Truman, if you want. My question is about a mono diet. I'm currently working with a client who's been through a lot of digestive damage, leaky gut type issues, and got her on some probiotics. I got her on some different things. I have her seeing a chiropractor for some physical distortions to work on some nerve compression, fixing that. I got her on some corrective exercises, but I'm doing a lot of research that seeing things that say a mono diet or only eating one vegetable at a time is great for people with serious digestive issues. I want to get your opinion on that because a lot of my clients in the past, there was no issue when they juice, they can mix things like an apple and a banana into a smoothie. But I'm seeing that the mono diet is beneficial for some people, like to have one fruit and vegetable at a time spread out apart.
All right, Dr. Truman, I'm going to place you on hold for the answer, okay? Andre, thank you. You always bring some poignant points, and I thank you for being just a brother in general and helping us through Patreon, my brother. I'm going to place you on hold, okay?
Bless you, Elder. Thank you so much.
All right, bless you. All right, Dr. Truman, the mono diet, I know you're familiar with that. Is it more beneficial if someone are just eating one vegetable at a time opposed to a salad, or is there any difference?
Yes, they're not getting a full complement of nutrients because there's no one vegetable that has everything. So a mono diet, it might be something you might have to go on with somebody who has all kinds of allergies and sensitivities. You may have to go on a mono diet. But you want to find things like the super green foods, which is chlorella, barley grass, wheat grass, alfalfa, olive leaf extract, seaweed, all in one liquid or in a powder, because that's going to give you a balance of nutrition. Your body needs a balance of nutrition. It can't live on a mono diet forever.
Okay.
It's not going to work.
All right. Thank you. I hope you got that, Andre. Let's go to the next call. Do me a favor to go back to mute between the calls, Doc. Dr. Truman, can you put it on mute? Thank you, sir.
Right. I did.
All right. I appreciate you. All right. Next call, 618 area code.
Shalom, ma'am.
Shalom. You're live with the Gavin of Christ Church. Your name and location?
This is Brother Danny from the St. Louis Body.
How are you doing, Dan?
I'm all right. I just had a couple of questions for Dr. Truman.
Okay, good. Let me pull them in. And another thing I wanted to mention with the Brother Andre, the way we view any of this is, how would Christ view what's going on in the earth? See, at one time there was a separation between church and state where you render unto Caesar what is Caesar and what is God, God's, what belongs to the Most High. We don't understand how many Prince Hall Freemasons and actors are being what? Really paid in some of these drills that are out there. Okay? These are politically driven scenarios. Whether it happened or not, it doesn't matter. More so than the political machine that's utilizing these particular stories is what I say. I'm not saying not to sympathize with anyone dying, because of course we care. But all in all, we have to watch when we are being sucked in emotionally into some political agenda that may turn around and bite us later. After the narrative has been long gone forgotten. The laws in place are still there. The freedoms, the erosion of our freedoms to be able to protect ourselves are now in place. All right? All right, 618, give me your name again, brother.
Brother Danny from the St. Louis Body.
Danny from the St. Louis Body. Shalom, brother. You have a question for Dr. Truman. Yes. The floor is yours.
Yes. All right. I was asking Dr. Truman, does he have a list of herbs that can be taken by a pregnant woman to help build her lungs?
Yes. There are a lot of prenatal formulations and so forth. We can take a look at that up there on the website, herbalhealthreview.com. When you click on common conditions, then you can go down alphabetically to pregnancy. And let's go take a look at that, because it's going to give a lot of helpful things to use to have a very successful and easy pregnancy. And the report that I created with all the research on that subject, I titled it Pregnancy During and After Birth. So it starts with things to help infertility to increase the possibility of becoming pregnant. So we talk about infertility, and then infertility itself is another topic that could be addressed by itself. If that's the case, if there is infertility. But there is an infertility formulation that does encourage pregnancy. And then there are all these herbs that can balance out fertility and pregnancy and help to regulate irregular menstrual cycles. An herb like chaste tree berry also has the botanical name of Agnus Castus, but or Vitex, and chaste tree berry. It's a fertility boosting herb that regulates irregular irregular menstrual cycles and heavy bleeding, and it's great for women suffering from ovarian cysts and also women who are not ovulating regularly. It's also used to help alleviate the symptoms of premenstrual syndrome, PMS. Vitex, as it's called, chaste tree berry, is a tonic herb and should be used over the course of several months. It really needs to work with the body for a few months to really do its best job. It's best taken in a liquid tincture extract form. And you can get that alcohol or non-alcohol, either way. And then there are herbs like for morning and motion sickness, like alfalfa leaf and catnip and peppermint leaf and cinnamon bark and ginger root and lobelia all combined together. That alleviates morning sickness and motion sickness. And then there's red raspberry leaf. When there's pregnancy, red raspberry leaf is an excellent source of calcium and magnesium and iron, and it helps strengthen the uterus. And raspberry leaf is safe to use from preconception to post-birth. It can be used all the time, red raspberry leaf. It can help with leg cramps during pregnancy, and it can also help with morning sickness during early pregnancy. But red raspberry leaf is just wonderful. And another wonderful pregnancy herb is nettles. Nettles is high in calcium and iron, and nettles are extremely nourishing to the reproductive and adrenal systems. So it's just highly nourishing. And they also, nettles contain folic acid, which is an important nutrient when trying to conceive, as it can help prevent birth defects and aids in the implantation and cell division. Nettles does all of that. Oat straw is a mild nervine, and it's a nourishing tonic. Oat straw is a mild aphrodisiac and also a wonderful hormone balancer. Oat straw, you can use cut and sifted oat straw in teas and also add oatmeal daily to your diet. It's a nervine herb. It helps your nerves. It's a nerve tonic. There's an herb called Damiana. Damiana is a wonderful aphrodisiac, and it helps promote fertility in men and women, and it can help balance irregular menstrual cycles, and it helps nourish the reproductive system, and it can be used in tea or as a tincture, Damiana. You would want to...
Hold up. Spell that for me.
Damiana is D like David, A like apple, M like mother, I like Idaho, A like apple, N like Nevada, and A like apple. Damiana.
D-A-M-I-N-A.
D-A-M-I-A-N-A.
Okay, I'm going to go grab some of this from the herbal store.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but
here's more. Here is a...
The brother had something to say. I'm going to place you on hold after this, brother, so we can finish up. But go ahead. You had something to say before I get to the next call, sir?
Yes, I was asking about the lungs, something that was safe to help the... battling effects of the disease, so-called thing, the cold that went around.
Okay.
She could take when she's pregnant.
Okay, so what you're saying is your wife are exhibiting cold symptoms while she's pregnant. Is there something safe she can utilize to get rid of it that will not affect her pregnancy is your question?
Yes. No, okay.
Is that what you're asking?
No, we don't
think. Help her breathing.
My wife got sick with COVID. She went in the hospital for 3-4 months, and her lungs are not at capacity as it was before she got sick. So I'm trying to find something that she can take to help her lungs, to help stop the cough and all of that kind of stuff that comes along with that.
So you got that, Truman? What happened was she had the virus. Now she's pregnant, but still have some effects of the virus. Her lungs still aren't working at its optimum while she's pregnant. So there's something to restore her lungs to 100% without harming her this brother's baby, right?
Okay. Right. Here, this is safe for mom and baby. I'm going to give you two formulations that will help breathing. Anybody with any kind of a lung disorder, you want to know about a formula of herbs that has mullein leaf, fenugreek seed, a little bit of lobelia, marshmallow root, and wild cherry bark.
And can you repeat those again?
It's an herbal liquid extract, and the number is 1249. If you go on the website, betterhealthherbs.com, that's the only where you're going to find it. And it's called Breathe Ease, number 1249. So when you're on the website, betterhealthherbs.com, that's when you type in their search engine, 1249, up will come this formulation called Breathe Easy. And that's one formula. I'll give you one more. And that's number 1045. And its name is Breathe Deep. And it has elderberry, pleurisy root, white pine bark, wild cherry bark, whorehound, peach bark, peach leaves, elecampane root, and marshmallow root, and slippery elm bark. And those two formulations are both safe, and that will open up the airways for her. The mullein in it will push the mucus right out of the body. If anybody has a mucus problem, you probably just want one bottle of mullein leaf, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. That is a mucus mover, mullein leaf, okay?
You got it, my brother?
I got it.
Okay. Praise the Most High. I'll place you on hold and get to the next call. All right?
Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you, my brother. 352 area code going down the queue here. 352.
Shalom, Elder and Dr. Truman. How are you today?
Shalom. We are fine. Blessed by the best. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I wanted to ask Dr. Truman, because it's also, besides the herbs, taking the herbs, because I've been taking herbs now for 15 years, all praise to the Most High, no one in my family have been sick in 15 years, just two pregnancies and that's it. But it's also a lifestyle change with the foods we eat as well as taking the herbs. They go hand in hand. So I wanted to ask Dr. Truman, what would he say the top five, like, for instance, I don't eat processed sugar. I stay away from processed foods and all those kind of things. So those things go hand in hand. So what would he say is your better sugar? So for people to know, your better sugar, your better oil, your better, you know, different things on an everyday basis that we're eating, because the foods that we eat go hand in hand with the herbs that you take to give that optimal healing. It's not just taking the herbs, but then you're still consuming the processed foods or the Popeye's chicken or what all, you know, whatever else is that we're eating and consuming. So I wanted to see his take on that, on the foods we should be consuming on a daily basis. Because Popeye's kept their chicken in pork fat, by the way. For those who don't know, you have to really know what you're even eating when you eat the fast food.
Well, thank you, sister, for bringing that forth. And if you don't mind, I'll place you on hold while we answer that. Okay,
yes,
Sister Lisa?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. So what types of foods we should eat outside the herbs to stay healthy is what she's asking.
One of the number one things that you want to find out about is the super green foods, chlorella, barley grass, wheat.
No, what she was asking is, in our daily diet, outside of ordering things, what should be our daily?
Your daily diet?
Yeah, just out. We're out and about. And, of course, all of us have picked up bad habits when it comes to fast food.
Oh, so you're talking about food that you can pick up on the run.
Yeah, just regular old diet that's consistent and that adds to our health opposed to taking life away.
Yeah, and it depends on whether somebody is, you know, the type of diet that they're on. Some people are not, they're not eating meat anymore, and maybe they're eating very little chicken.
Yeah.
You want to, when you're on the run, you want to, you want fish. You probably want something like salmon, because that's going to be skin. It's going to be fins and scales, and that's what it says. The Bible says that says the kind of fish that we should eat, and you should be and you're going to find the list of foods you should be eating in Leviticus. It's going to tell you about that list of foods that what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. And those are the kinds of foods that we need to concentrate on are the foods that we find in the Bible. You know, you want to follow maybe Daniel's diet and that he and his companions had. Daniel had a wonderful diet. He didn't eat meat. And but the kind of things that you're going to want to look for on the run, you're going to want to look for salads, where you can get a good salad somewhere. You're going to want to find a place that maybe they've got some health food in there. Maybe it's a particular. You want to search out and find the local vendors in your area that are selling natural foods or healthy meals and that kind of thing. So it's kind of fun to find those places and find really nice healthy meals, even though you're on the run. You don't want to be trying to live on any of this fast food because it's not healthy. So you want to get away from these fast food places. And you want to look into the Bible. It's going to tell you what foods you should be eating, and those are the ones that you want to be looking for.
And I'm thankful he said that because the Bible usually directs us right. Clean foods, make sure they're grass-fed. Make sure we stay away from GMOs, brown sugar opposed to the white stuff and the bleached stuff. And you'll find yourself doing this through routine. By actually practicing it, it'll become second nature when you're used to it. When we go to the supermarket, we primarily look in the organic section to make sure we're eating organic foods. Grass fed, it costs a little bit more. Something that most people don't know that New Jersey is a non-GMO state, where New Jersey isn't allowed to grow GMO foods, and a lot of you probably didn't know that. Wow. So. If you're in Philadelphia or in the surrounding areas, New York or metropolitan, you'll probably want to link in with a farm in New Jersey to grab your veggies and all that because they're not allowed to grow GMOs here in Jersey. So I'm starting to think that this is a place for refuge where the rich will be able to get what they need while the cities are scavenging. But it's a non-GMO state. If you want to get veggies, get it from New Jersey. And guess what? You had to be in Jersey to find that out, right? So let me go to the next call, 734 area code. And we're going to do rapid fire here, 1 minute per call, being that we are beyond the time. And I'm sorry, Dr. Truman, but we're going to sever out some time specifically for you. And I'm going to try to do that this Wednesday for at least 30 minutes, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, 734 area code, you're live.
Hello?
Yes, you're live.
Can you hear me?
Your name?
Oh, yes, my name is Tiffany. Thank you so much for this platform, Elder and Dr. Truman. I just have a really quick question. I have an aunt that was recently diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer, and I wanted to know if there were, like, any ordinary herbs that can help with that condition, in addition to like any formulas that you have that can treat it, and in addition, if you know of anything for fibroids.
Yes, on both ends. I have a lot of people who came to me with stage 4 cancer who don't have cancer anymore. I'm not saying I can cure cancer. I'm saying that the Most High cures cancer. And so, yes, we have very much success, and especially with breast cancer. That's one of the easiest cancers to discourage in the body. And fibroid tumors, there's a breast and cancer report on the website, herbalhealthreview.com. And again, all that information was banned. The government was so threatened by what they saw with all that information in the system that I created, they banned it. But it's still there because the Most High won that case in court. And for me, I didn't have an attorney. The Most High was my attorney, and that's why I won against the federal government. And that's the only reason why you're going to see that breast and all cancer report on herbalhealthreview.com. Then when you go down in that, when you're on that website, herbalhealthreview.com, and you're looking at the breast and all cancer report, then after that, it's under common conditions. You click on common conditions in A, B, C, D, you find breast and all cancer under B. Then you find fibroid tumors under F, and fibroid tumors are gone. In 30 days, no surgery, won't come back. Never had a problem with anybody ever going on the fibroid tumor system who still had fibroids. And there was one person who had a fibroid so large that she couldn't even have a bowel movement. She could not have a bowel movement because the tumor was so big. So, and it was gone in 30 days.
Okay, so exactly what you would need to do to get access to, what exactly is it that helps the cure, and what you would need to do for, is it your aunt, you said?
Yes, it's my aunt. And also, would it interfere with chemotherapy? Because she's going to start that on Tuesday.
And that's up to her. I wouldn't, because more the people are dying of chemotherapy. They're not dying of the cancer. So it's really rough on people, and some people can actually go through it. But it's a terrible thing. And if we can avoid it, we avoid it. Otherwise, we take just a very little bit of it along with the natural remedies, and it works fine when you know how to work with chemo and just a little bit at a time and for a short period of time, you can use it and it helps. But if you're taking it very long at all, it's destroying so much of your body.
Right. Okay. And then what were the specific herbs? What were the specific herbs again? I'm sorry.
Something like this, sister, but something like this that is urgent and more acute. I think that this leads to, you need a consultation offline because this is something urgent.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
You understand? You have to keep in mind your aunt is about to make a decision that could move this either way. So I would suggest you call Truman once we get off here and set up a consultation so that he can get an immediate program for her before she make a decision that could actually make it worse, possibly. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
you're going to find a member intake form on herbalhealthreview.com. It's an online form. Fill it out. Tells me everything you want me to know. Then I'm able to pray over it. I'm able to answer all the questions and create a protocol of what to take, when to take, everything. So you got it all written down, and that's what comes from that member intake form. And there's not another system like that in the world. So be sure, go on that website, herbalhealthreview.com, click on that member intake form, fill it out, make a donation, become a member, support what I'm trying to do so that I can help more people. I need donations. I need to help more people. I don't have enough resources, and I need more resources.
Well, let me say this, sister, also. And, of course, all of you, support the work. I would say this, sister. Make sure you have a conversation with your aunt first because she has to be on board with it. This is a life decision. And see if you can set up a consultation with all three of you together and discuss the best plan she'll be comfortable with, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do you have his phone number?
No.
Okay, let me give you the phone number again. Can you quote your phone number for us? Let me quote the phone number for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Okay. Matter of fact, you can give that to her if you don't mind, Truman.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I have it here. Dr.
Okay.
Truman Burst, phone number 503-362-5899. You have that?
Yes, thank you.
And also write down his email address, Truman at, that's T-R-U-M-A-N, at herbalhealthreview.com. And make sure you put in the subject urgent from the Patreon call, consultation for Aunt's cancer, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sister. And, of course, what's her name? We'll make sure we put out a prayer for her first and foremost so that the Most High can take it up. Her name?
Marianne.
We're going to make sure we put up a prayer for Marianne into the Sabbath, okay, sister?
The Wada. Thank you, Elder. Thank
Again,
you, Doctor.
You're welcome. We're here to serve. All right, one moment. All right. I don't have too many time for too many calls. It depends on how long the next call is, on whether or not we'll be able to go forward, because, of course, Elder Ramar is preparing for his blog talk tonight, and I'm hogging up the air time here for Blog Talk Radio. And unfortunately, we had technical issues, but again, we thank you for being loyal Patreon members and loyal supporters of the church. And I hope to see you all here either tomorrow for the Sabbath and or especially in the Hebrew and Bible Academy after the Sabbath. All right. 678 area code. I think this is a Georgia number. 678 area code. Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom. This is Elder Ricard Shiar live with Patreon.
How you doing, Doc?
We're doing well. You have a question or comment?
I have both. I have a question. I'm a paraplegic to injury, and
okay.
recently, I went to the emergency room, and I've lost function in my left hand. Not all the function, but some of the function in my left hand, and they told me that everything was good. I had a CAT scan, everything, but I lost function in my left hand. It's numb, and I don't know if you can diagnose me, but that's just what was happening to me.
Okay, what is your name, brother? What is your name? Give me your name.
My name is Darius, D-A-R-I-U-S.
Okay, Darius, this is still another current acute scenario that needs a conversation with the doctor, okay? So this is what I'm going to do. Do you have his phone number?
Yes, Elder. I got his contact information.
We would need you to call him offline for that, because that's a real acute scenario that needs attention with a consultation. It's different than giving out an herb. Listen to me clearly. It's different than giving out an herb or two, which is general. We do general talks so that it's for the masses and it's personable more so, that needs consultation, that cannot be handled in a couple of seconds within a conversation. You understand? And we'll
understand.
Make sure you get the attention needed. All right?
I understand.
So
you
can call him on
contact.
That.
I'm trying to get in contact with somebody in Atlanta, with the Atlanta body.
Okay.
And get baptized.
Okay, that's no problem, though. Hold on. I can handle that. One moment. Yeah, I think we have a new building to gather there soon anyway, all praises. Let me have your name again. You said Darren?
Darius, D-A-R-I-U-S.
Darius, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I have your number. You can be reached on the number I see.
My contact number is 404.
No, you can't put it out. You can't put a number out there live on broadcast like that.
Okay.
What about the number that's before you? Can he reach you on the number that you're calling on right now?
Yeah, I can be reached at this number.
Okay, thank you, Darius. One moment. All right, Darius, we have your phone number here. The Deacon Baruch is going to reach out to you so that you can link in to be baptized as soon as possible, okay?
The water.
Oh, you're in the bar. And make sure you reach out to Dr. Truman outside of the broadcast, all right? I really appreciate it.
Shalom.
Shalom. All right, we only have time, Truman, for one more call, so let's see what this is and see if we can fold tent until we're back before our brothers and sisters again, beyond the Sabbath or within the Sabbath. 708 area code, 708 area code, the last call for tonight. Unfortunately, I'm not able to answer the rest of the calls, but we'll open this up for more calls next week. All right, 708 area code, you're live with our weekly Patreon. Shalom, I hope you're blessed. Your name, location, question, and or comment. 708. All right, there's no one there. 916, since we had room for one more, I might as well get to the next one. 916 area code. Shalom. Okay, well, I guess that concludes our weekly broadcast here on Blog Talk.